We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime I must have overdosed on your love, cause this time around I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later I'm still trying to ease my soul.
A magnificent Wednesday evening. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTL, the comfort zone. Always bringing real artists and, more importantly, real music back to their waves. And tonight's artist spotlight, gifted vocalist, songstress extraordinaire, Latisse Crawford, as we have the honor of debuting her new hit single, of course, Arthur, from her forthcoming EP, Diary of a Church Girl. So on behalf of myself and the Comfort Zone, it is my privilege to welcome to the Comfort Zone, Latisse Crawford, my queen. How have you been doing?
Hey, I am well. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It has been a minute since you've been back on, but we are so pleased that you're back, and congratulations on a fantastic new single.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back.
Absolutely. And I must commend you, the opening act for Kirk Franklin's 20 Years in One Night Tour. Outstanding. What has that been like for you?
It was so amazing. You know, anytime you get a call from Kirk or Kirk's people, you know, it's like you don't even ask, like, what do you need me to do? You just, And it was such an amazing experience. You know, anytime I get to perform in my hometown, it's always amazing, but the love is always great. And, you know, like I said, an opportunity to stage with someone like Kirk Franklin is a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. Now, I've had an opportunity to listen to the new single several times, and what amazes me about the single in general, as far as the lyrical content of the single, the journey, you know, as far as us all having that journey, experiencing God's favor, as far as He already has things written out for us, as far as our journey, our destiny. For you, looking back as a quote unquote younger young lady, did you ever think in the last 5 years you would be where you're at today?
Definitely not. You know, as I tell everybody, this was not my dream. You know, I wasn't as a little girl saying, oh, I want to be a singer. You know, this was so far from what I wanted to do. A lot of people don't know about me that I suffer from social anxiety disorder, period. A daily fight, you know, every day, even in doing this. At one point in time, being so afraid to just get up in front of, you know, five people and walk outside, dropping out of high school, you know, because I couldn't face people every day. And to now be facing so many people on a regular basis, it's only God. You know, that's all I can say. And I'm just glad I stopped, you know, illustrating my own picture and let Him write my story.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've always been impressed with you, as far as not just vocally in your live performances, when people first time just heard, well, just which how you express what you had went through, they find it hard to believe. And when I see you perform live, I can't even fathom that you had that that kind of load on your shoulders dealing with that. Do you find at this stage of your career, do you find it very therapeutic to be able to get out there and perform live to so many people who truly love your music and love you?
Definitely do. You know, one thing, you know, God, sometimes you ask God for certain things and you just never know what package He's going to put in. You know, for me, you know, being younger and coming from such a religious, you know, spiritual family, sometimes it was hard to talk about some of the normal human being things, you know, because it was always like, oh, just go to your knees and pray, just talk to God, you know, and sometimes I was like, I just need a person to talk to, and now God has given me a platform where there's so many people to talk to, and, you know, that time, those moments when I'm on stage, you know, I'm a completely different person. I can be somebody else for a moment. I can pretend like I'm not afraid, you know, like I'm not scared, and share it with everybody. Sometimes I go backstage and I'm like, whew, oh my God, that was so scary. But when I'm up there, you know, I think about the responsibility that comes along with this, and the fact that this is not about me. You know, it's about making sure that someone else that's going through some of the things that I'm going through realizes there's a person that is going through it, and they're getting through it. They're living through it every single day. So I think keeping that in mind, it helps me to kind of, you know, get through it and just breathe for a moment.
And at any point, does it sometimes get or become somewhat overwhelming because you have so many people that can relate to your experiences and they find you as, quote unquote, a beacon of hope and say, wait a minute, she understands me. I'm going through the same thing. Does that any time it get a little bit too overwhelming for you?
Absolutely. There's times, you know, I'm not much of a social media person. When I first got up with Sunday Best, I would, you know, try to check it and, you know, talk to the people and everything. And after a while, it just, you know, to hear initially, you know, that some people were like, I was getting ready to commit suicide and I heard you on Sunday Best. And, you know, yeah, I'm not saying it to tear my rotator cuff. I'm saying it to say just sometimes the pressure that's on people that have platforms, you know, to put it out there in the open. And just seeing that sometimes and then not knowing what to say to them. You know, I didn't want to be responsible for pushing somebody over the bridge. So sometimes, you know, the pressure of trying to know what to say, what not to say, what's right in the moment, what's not right, what's real, you know, you hearing from God and talking to them compared to what's you, it does become a lot after a while. But I realized that you talking to some of these folks who are going through the same thing I'm going through, they're actually the people helping to heal me, you know, because I'm hearing their stories and realizing, oh, wait, I'm not crazy. You know, there isn't anything, you know, wrong with me, in quotes, you know.
Right.
It's just something, you know, that I'm going through. It's not a curse from God. I'm a human being. It's not the devil all the time, you know. It's a normal human condition that we all have to kind of stick together and work through.
Absolutely. One thing that I've seen over the years, how church has changed dramatically, especially in the black church, because I'll be the first to say that at one particular point in time, we were very highly critical of one another. We expected perfection from everyone. We were not allowed to make mistakes or have our pitfalls. And as you say, when you're going through certain things in life, it makes you somewhat hesitant to where you feel like, I can really speak to someone without being criticized. How does it help you now where you know what, it's okay. Whatever I'm going through, I have that level of expression, and there's not going to be a backlash for feeling the way that I feel as far as my life experiences.
I think for me, honestly, I stopped putting my concentration on the backlash. You know, everybody's not going to get with what you do. But I realized the amount of people that were being healed. And I realized that is the mission of church. You know, that's the reason why we come in. Church is like a clinic. You know, you're not supposed to come in. If you go to the doctor and you're perfectly fine, then why do you need to see the doctor? You know, they're going to look at you like, what are you here for? So, you know, same thing with God. You know, so it is spiritually, so it is naturally. You know, when we go to him, we're not supposed to be perfect, we're supposed to be broken, but when we come to him, we're coming to him for a solution, not to stay sick, not to stay how we are. We're coming to him to be changed, to be healed, delivered, fixed. And I think if people realize that you know, we're not saying this stuff because we're trying to boast about our nonsense, and saying it because we're trying to be fixed and trying to be healed, but if we don't, you know, open our mouths on it and let other people know, it's okay, you know. Church people were talking to church people, and it was like, you know, not saying we're not the one that needs to hear it, but we know it and we still are not doing right. Why don't we go talk to somebody else who doesn't know it, you know, or wants to ignore it? Let's go reach out to them and try to get them in, you know, and let them know they don't have to be perfect. You know, we serve a perfecting God. We'll never be perfect, you know, and if we're trying to live up to that standard, we're all going to fail, and there'll be a really big hell. But if we all realize that we need him and we need Jesus to help us, then, you know, we'll all be in a much better space in life.
Absolutely, like the song once says, and I'm not perfect. Yes, I do wrong, but he still loves me. you know, regardless. And I think that epitomizes where you can sit up and you can reach people, especially through your music. And your music and your voice is so powerful. Like I said, I sit back sometimes. I said, wow, she is amazing. Now, speaking of amazing, the title for your forthcoming EP, Diary of a Church Girl. Who came up with that particular title for the new EP?
Diary of a Church Girl is something that I've been kind of contemplating over for the last number of years, probably like right after Sunday Best. It started out as an idea for a book. I was, I've always liked to write, so I was just writing just some of my, I guess, my complaints and pause with being a pastor's daughter, you know, and just
right.
complaining about, there, we always have to be at church when everybody else is not there. We have to, you know, our father has to go out and lay hands on everybody. We sick too. Why won't he just stay home? You know, and it started out as that. It started out as me complaining as a younger girl. And then as I got older, it turned into just some of my experiences and things that I was going through in church that I felt like I couldn't talk about. And it was like, why can't I ask God about this? Why is this silly? Why is this stupid? I know I'm not homeless. I know I'm not sick. But why can't I talk about how I feel because a guy broke up with me? That hurt me, too. That made me, and he was a church guy. That made me not want to go to church, too. You know what I mean? So it's like it started out as that. And then it just started to spin to fall, you know, about those things. Not wanting to be loved, wanting to be accepted, wanting to be validated. And finding that in God, you know, searching for it in everybody else, but then realizing, like, if I just focus on this relationship and I put into this relationship what I put into everything else, you know, not cheating and not messing up and not doing this, if I put that into God and give him my all, just imagine how much better, you know, my life would be. So that's kind of how Diary of the Church Girl came about, just literally the diary of a girl who's been in church her whole entire life.
Absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but like the teddy bear said, I do forgive you. We're being joined this evening by the incredible Latisse Crawford. I must ask you, as far as social climate and social change, especially I'm going to put the emphasis on our younger generation, and you talk about acceptance. Do you think that is a microcosm of why a lot of the youth today act out in the way they do because they don't have that acceptance. They don't have that kind of love of nurturing where they feel like that they have some value to today's society.
I absolutely feel like that's a lot of the problem. I know even for myself when I was a lot younger and growing up, as a child, you didn't have much of a say so. You know, you didn't have much of a, you know, my dad always tells the story when he was younger, he, you know, was complaining about his back. And one of the old mothers said, "You don't have no back." You know, and it's like as a kid, a lot of times your feelings are just kind of, you know, pushed aside. I even see with my son sometimes, you know, he'll be crying about something. And I'm like, "What you crying for? Life ain't that hard, boy. See, you're crying over some Legos. Get over it." And then I realized to him, that is like the end of the world. You know, his Legos, he's destroyed. You know, I think if we give the youth of today more of an outlet, you know, instead of condemning them and saying, you know, "Oh, y'all don't know nothing." Actually, they're probably a whole lot wiser than we are because they're going through some really, the young people of today are definitely going through more than what I went through when I was a kid. You know, I thought it was tough when I was a kid, but they are going through some real stuff, and the temptations and pressures and peer pressure that's out there now is serious. And I think we as the church need to take that a little bit more serious and give them outlets to talk about that stuff. And, you know, I think in general, in the human nature is to want to be accepted. Adults want to be accepted. That's why we get relationships. We want to be accepted. You know, I think the young people today definitely need that outlet to talk about those things.
Absolutely. What has you most proud of the new single, Arthur? What resonates with you?
I think the fact that everybody is really able to see my heart. I went to the Stellars this year, and I came back, and I was just, I guess, a little frustrated, you know, and I was saying, you know, sometimes when you're on the red carpet, everybody wants to know who you're wearing, and, you know, oh, shoes, and what made you cut your head bald, and, you know, and all those things are great, but I always am my heart and know who I am as a person, you know, behind the fashion, behind all those things, I wanted to know who I am as a person. And, you know, I really worked hard with this project to put on a plate so that people can really understand if something, you know, if something else is behind the trends and the fashion stuff. You know, there's a person there, a real person that feels and that goes through some of the same things you go through. And so sometimes having it's difficult for other people to see and understand that we have bad days too. Sometimes when someone asks for a picture or they ask, hey, can you stop and talk? We're like, oh, you know, we're tired too. We have things that we're going through too. And I just wanted people to know and understand that, you know, I struggle as well to try to be better in the kingdom. You know, I don't have it all figured out either. And I'm really proud that that message is clear and that it's coming across clear. There's no misconception about what I was trying to say in the song.
Absolutely. I remember something that you said to me. You said one of the aspects that you really, I don't want to use the term detest, but you were not happy with, is that the quote-unquote, the superficial aspect of a lot of people look at you from a superficial aspect, and you want people to look at you as a person, as a human being. Like you said, I go through the same things you do. Just because I'm on television or I'm singing in front of hundreds and thousands of people, I want to be looked at and respected as a person. Do you see now, do you see somewhat of a change where people are looking more at you as a person than just an artist?
I definitely think that they are. You know, a lot of times in this industry, and especially, you know, being a church person, we cover up a lot too. You know, we don't put it out there. You know, it's like, you don't want anybody to know your business. You don't want anybody talking about you. You don't want people to know certain things about you. And it's kind of like that's what we've been taught. You know, that was ingrained in my head as a kid, as a church person. You just don't tell people that everything was like swept under the rug. Everything was a secret. And then as an artist, PR and everybody else, they tell you the same thing. Don't tell anybody anything. And I think for myself, I had to find a way to make it a part of a testimony and a part of helping other people become victorious versus it just being, you know, just, hey, I'm just going to put my business in the street. And by doing that, I definitely feel like that it allowed people to kind of see, you know, that there's still a human being here. And, you know, the stars are not sparkling all the time, you know.
One of the things, and we're waiting, I know for me personally, we're waiting with bated breath for the EP, of course, Diary of a Church Girl. I think it is a fantastic way of giving people more of who you are, giving them more of an introspective look of who you are, not the person on the stage, but away from the stage. Because as you said, social media can be so demanding. They want, you know, you give them a rope, you give them an inch, they want to take a mile. You give them a rope, they want to be a cowboy. There's never enough. They want to know every little piece. So I believe this is a perfect vehicle to say, hey, look, this is who I am, and I'm sharing this with you. How does it feel when you do have an opportunity to share and give so much of yourself to so many people who love you in a live performance? Because you exude so much energy. And I said, well, that energy, what do you do after a performance with so much energy? How do you find a way to kind of just kind of wind yourself down a little bit?
I'm very selective about who I take with me, you know, like who I travel with, who's surrounded with by me, who I speak to, you know, during the week. I'm not a phone person, you know, really at all. I text quite a bit, but I'm not really a phone person. You know, I don't ask for anybody to bring anything to me. Like, oh, did you hear about? No, I didn't hear about anything. You know, I'm not on social media that often. So, like, did you see one? Nope, I didn't see anything.
Nope.
You know, I that's not a part of it. I don't have it. I can't take it. But I'm very selective about who travels with me. I need people who go with me from background singers to assistants to managers to whomever. I'm very selective because if the people around you are not a good representation of who you are on a regular basis, they'll destroy, you know, who you are. It's very easy to get caught up in gossip and caught up in, oh, did you hear about this? And did you see this? And did you say, oh, let me tell you about that. That person didn't sound good tonight. It's very easy to get caught up in that. So most of the time after a performance, you know, I'm usually like, oh, let's go out to eat or something with my circle of people. Or, you know, I'm a loner, so I kind of just go back to my hotel room, wind down, and prepare myself to get back, you know, to my son, to get back home. I do a lot of praying too. I'm very selective about the opportunities I take as well. I say no, and I don't mind to say no. I think, you know, in order to protect yourself and to protect your gift, you have to do that. You can't say yes to every check. You can't say yes to every venue. So I'm very selective about that too. And yeah, I mean, I'm not deep. I ain't, you know, trying to say I pray a lot to be deep, but I really do. I pray a lot. And ask God, you know, like I said, because this wasn't my God, how do I protect what you've given me? You know, where should I go? What should I do? And for the most part, he hasn't let me.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I want to thank you personally where you feel comfortable enough to call into the studio and converse with the teddy bear. We love you so much. And I'm, again,
I love you guys too.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm thoroughly impressed with your music, your substance, and your belief and your strength. And speaking of belief and substance, let's get into the new hit single, of course, from the forthcoming EP, Diary of a Church Girl, Latisse Crawford with Arthur, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Talk to you again. I've had so many chances before, but I was busy doing other things, trying to write my own story, but I'm quickly realizing that I am only the paper. And you are the pen, so Arthur, write me better, harder, more.
to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember, family, the upcoming or forthcoming new EP, Diary of a Church Girl. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by Latisse's official website. That's at LatisseCrawfordOnline.com. Also on Facebook at Facebook.com/ The Real Latisse Crawford. And also on Twitter, Latisse Crawford. My queen, my goodness, such beauty, such exceptional substance. It is always an honor for me to have you back on the show. You know, this is your second home, even though we don't call or text one another. You know, you have my undying support, much continued success. And I'm also, my program director just informed me that Kirk Franklin will actually be here on April the 11th. Of course, Kirk Franklin's 20 years one night tour will be here on April the 11th at the Reinvention Music Center. So be sure to get the tickets so you can see this exceptional, exceptional songstress. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is definitely a beautiful thing. God bless and continued success.
Thank you. Talk with you soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. The captivating, yes, Lord, Latisse Crawford here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, again, the new hit single, Arthur, available on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. And to make sure you get, again, all the latest updates, stop by her official website. That's at LatisseCrawfordOnline.com. And speaking as far as greatness, and while I have you here in the comfort zone, let's get lost in some more Latisse Crawford with her 2015 hit single, Look at Yourself Again, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
And imperfectly made. And that's what made me do it.